as an unbelievable limud that I'm going to share with you. It's a famous perek. Why we're not getting volume here? Is it not on over there? Reb Shimi, could you put on the shker? There is an unbelievable Musa Haskel in this perek. Nerv Oyim. The story in this perek is famous. You all remember the story, the Givoinim. Basically, Givoinim came and they fooled Klal Yisrael. And we'll learn about how Klal Yisrael dealt with it. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Klal Yisrael basically got suckered into the thing. They got fooled. They taka believed them, the Givoinim. And then they made all kinds of shvuas. And be'etzem, it should have been shvua betos. There's something we call in Meseches Nedarim, Nidrei Shogegim, right? So that's what this would have been. This would have been a Mekach Tos in the Nether. Theoretically, they should have been able to knock the whole Chevra off. They didn't do it. We'll see why. That we'll talk more about tomorrow. Why Taka didn't they? Why did they feel compelled to keep the Shvua? That itself is a difficult piece. But that's how the perek ends. Yeshuvan and calls them, Loma Rimisem Oysanu, Lema Rechoykim Anachnu. They curse them out, Atem Arurim Atem. Anyway, Belamaisa, they didn't kill them. Vayemu kol anasim al kol ha'eda, Anachnu nishbanu lohem, Ba'ashem alike Yisrael, Va'ato lo inucha lin goya bohem. So even though these guys came with a complete bluff story, that they came from some Eretz Rechoika, that they weren't even from Eretz Yisrael, they came from someplace far away, and it was baloney, and L'chaira, whatever Shavua they made, was nothing, some reason the Nesiim kept the Shavua. That, like I said, that's part two that we have to understand. But part one is that the Pasuk says two words about the Givoinim, which is unbelievable, Musa Haskel. Unbelievable. The Pasuk says like this, Vayasu gam hema ba'orma. They too, the Givoinim, they also did ba'orma. What's they also? So nobody else did ba'orma. They're the first ones that came here ba'orma. What's the gam heim ba'orm? So Rashi brings down right here, gam heimo, kimoi sha'osu b'nei yankiv ba'orma, v'chamor avi shchem sha'yochivi v'yosh v'givoy min achivi hoyu, kimoi sha'omur b'inyin. You heard that, Maisa? You hear what Rashi is telling us from Chazal? Rashi is saying that the Torah with these two words, the Torah was telling us the whole origin of the Givoinim. The Givoinim L'chaira came to save their backs, right? That's not like the Pasuk says. They came because they were afraid for their lives. So they came. They made up a story and they managed to fool Klal Yisrael to accept them. Fine. But the Chazal are telling us, no, it's not so possible. This ma'isa happened now, doris before. The seeds were planted for this ma'isa doris before. Gam heim ba'orma. K'moy sha'osu b'nei yankiv. K'moy sha'osu b'nei yankiv. The way b'nei yankiv did. And then it says, and Rashi makes the cheshbon, that Ephron Achiti and the Givoinim, they came from the same mishpoche. So what Chazal seemed to be saying is that this is mida keneged mida, almost. A mida keneged mida. Basically, we fooled the Givoinim, or we fooled Ephron. Mida keneged mida, I mean Shechem, I'm sorry. Mida keneged mida, we got the same thing that played back at us. Obviously, that's not pshat. That's not pshat. I'll just tell you very simply why that wouldn't have made sense anyway. If it were midah keneged midah, it had nothing to do with them givonim. If we were getting punished because we fooled somebody, the midah keneged midah is not that their descendants fool us, it's that we should get fooled by anybody. That's the midah keneged midah. Midah keneged midah is not that those descendants should fool us. That's why I hold here lies the mahalach of what Chazal are really telling us. And the lesson is a Musa Haskel, the lesson to be learned over here. You know, I often tell you over from Rabbi Yankov Zatzal, that Rabbi Yankov said that Avraham Avinu got, I won't say punished, but he lost out. We lost out. Klal Yisrael lost out. That we didn't get the Mayim directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why we didn't get the Mayim directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we got the Mon, is because Avraham Avinu said, Yukach no mat Mayim, when he took the Malachim into his house, the water he didn't give them directly. He sent the Shliach to give the water. The Loshen Yukach no should be taken. He didn't take the water. Hashem came by the bread, it says, Va'ekcha pas lechem. Va'ekcha, I took it. Va'ekcha pas lechem. Memela, since Avraham delivered the bread directly, Hashem gave us the bread directly. And the Mayim, that Avraham Avinu didn't give us, didn't give the Malachim directly, it was Al Yedei Shlich, Be'er Shel Miriam. This Chazal has to, in order for it to settle, I mean, I don't know what kind of punishment this was. It's not a big deal. The mon came directly, right? And the water came out of a rock. It's not such a big deal. What difference would it be if it came down as a, the Eibishter would have opened up the rock without us doing anything? Who cares? It's a big deal. So I'll tell you what the punishment is. Let's take a step back for a moment. The Chet Mei Meriva was only able to happen because the water wasn't given directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If originally, when Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, that was the original minik, like it says in Parshas Bishalach. Moshe Rabbeinu used to hit the rock. We talk about it later on, you know, we talk about it later on, Parshas Korach. But the fact is that Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock from day one. From day one. In fact, the Lev Aryeh in Chum says that that's taka why Moshe hit it at the end. He says that's pshat in the Chet Mei Meriva. You know, in Tfilas Geshem, we say that Zachar, we have all the Zachars, Yud Bei Shvatim, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We get to Moshe Rabbeinu. What do we say about him? Alasela hach v'yotzo mayim bavuro yaltim na mayim. As Reb Reuven Bang is atzal, the obvious question. Reb Reuven Bang is the Rebbe from Reb Eliashiv. Reb Eliashiv's Rebbe. He says, for Moshe Rabbeinu's glorious lifetime, we picked the one chet that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Alasela hach. We're asking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the schus of Avraham Avinu, bavuroi, betzidkoi, bavuroi. What do you pick? Alasel la'och v'yotzamayim? Pella. Amish. Merafi zigre. Zok the helike, Reb Reuven Bangas, he answers this with the Lev Aryeh in Chul. The Lev Aryeh in Chul asks, how is it that Moshe hit the rock? What's takap shot? So you all know this, 200 pshatim at least in this. Lev Aryeh says like this, he says, Bamas, from day one the rock was supposed to be hit. Parshas Bishalach, Hashem told Moshe to hit the rock. Norvos, he says, anytime Hashem makes a nes, how much ishtadlus do you need? How much physical effort do you need? So there's a Beis HaLevi, famous Beis HaLevi, in Parshas Vayigash. The Beis HaLevi says the higher level the person is, the less physical ishtadlus you need. Okay? the smaller madrega, the more you have to put in. If Shimba Yechai didn't have to make any yishtatlis, everything just happened for him, right? Shimba Yechai, everything happened for him. How be also kiru of Shimba Yechai v'loy also be other. You have to be on a level. To be a level of Shimba Yechai. Okay, so Zokta Levarie, so the Beis HaLevi actually says that was the time on Yosef. The Medrash says in Parshas Miketz that there was a time on Yosef that he told the Sarah Mashke, his Katani, he was in jail for another 2 years. But the Medrash says, Ashrei Agev Ashashom Hashem Iftachoi, Zay Yosef. And then it says, because Yosef told the Sarah Mashke, he was punished. Ask the Beis HaLevi. So Yosef, Chsorim B'tochen. Why does the Medrash say, Ashrei Agev Ashashom Hashem Iftachoi, Zay Yosef? And then it says that he didn't. The Beis HaLevi says, that's not Pshat the Medrash. He says, there are Yechidei Segula that don't have to make a shtablus. They're on such a madrega of Bitochen, they don't need to make a shtablus. The Medrash says, who was such a person, Yosef? Why? Because for the little shtablus he made, he got punished. That means he was on a madrega not to make any shtablus. That's the Beis HaLevi's Pshat. Yosef was on a madrega, says the Lev Arye, as long as the water was coming out of the rock in the schus of Miriam, they had to hit the rock. You had to make a shtickle, a smaller shtadlis. Not a bigger shtadlis. You could hit a rock, it's not going to do anything. Shtickle shtadlis. Now that Miriam died and the water was coming out in the schus of Moshe, v'dibar tem alasel. Don't even have to hit the rock. Zokta Lev Arye, Moshe Rabbeinu, Onov Mo'oid, Mikola Odom, Asha'al Pnei Adoma. He struggled. He struggled to publicly show that he's better than his sister. And Memela, he hit the rock. That's how we end up getting Nichshol. Memela, the hitting the rock reflected Moshe's Shpitz Mida of Anivus. So when we want to, in Tfilas Geshem, talk about what kind of honor of Moshe was, we bring out that he couldn't even hold himself back. By the main Meriva, he couldn't show himself better than his sister. But Rabbi said, take a step backwards for a moment. Think about it. If Hashem would have given us the Mayim just like he gave us the Mon, that means the water would have come directly from Hashem. Moshe would never hit the rock. Moshe would never hit the rock, what would have been? He would have taken us into Eretz Yisrael. Chazal tells us if Moshe would have taken us into Eretz Yisrael, he would have built a Beis HaMikdash. Chazal says if Moshe would have built a Beis HaMikdash, it never would have been a Chorev. Now look back at history. Look back at history now. So now it's a whole different story. So when the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu, because the water, he didn't give the Malachim directly. The water, he didn't give the Malachim directly. Memeli got punished. Hashem didn't give us the water directly. That's a big oinish. That's not a small thing. That's a big thing. That's humongous. Okay. So what's Taka Pshat? Rashi says that the reason why Avraham didn't deliver the water himself was kidei lechanech es benoi b'mitzvahs. That sounds like a pretty good reason. He's training. He's training his son, mitzvahs. Lechanech es benoi b'mitzvahs. That's what he was doing. He's training his son. So Rabbi Yankov had a moiridik echidish to explain what the time is. And I was moisif because I always struggled. For years I struggled on what Rabbi Yankov said. For years I struggled. And this year, that's why with Terry, you can never give up. I struggled so much that I asked Rabbi Yankov himself and he didn't really answer it. But I struggled enough I got the teretz. Probably bischusay. I didn't understand what he was saying. Rabbi Yankov said, I'll tell you what Rabbi Yankov said first. It's the famous Rabbi Yankov. He said, the best chinuch is what you yourself do. You remember that for the rest of your lives, Rabbi Yisai. You want to mechanech your kids? Mechanech. Do as I do. That's the best chinuch. Right? Do as I say doesn't work. Do as I do. So Rabbi Yankov basically said, what do you mean l'chanchoi? What do you mean l'chanchoi? If Avraham would have done it, that would have been the best chinuch. What was my kasha on Rabbi Yankov's pshat? This by me was the most shverer Rabbi Yankov. I said, Rosh Hashiva. I'm asking the Rosh Hashiva kasha. There's no din of chinuch according to you. So what do you ever have to do? What do I have to buy him a lulav? Just go. The Torah says, Avada, I have to shake lulav. But I have to show him how to shake lulav. Just because I do as I do, and let me show you how to do it. Let me show you how to do as I do. That's what chinuch is. So Yankov is saying a very powerful idea that if you try to machanach a kid without doing it, it's not going to work. That's true. And in a chanami, on the scale of impact, what you do is 90% of the job. But Chazal b'chokhmosa, Chazal in their wisdom, they said that's not enough. You got to actually show him what to do and let him do it. You have to let him intern. Like you do in any field that's complicated, you need to intern. A doctor, a lawyer, whatever you're doing, you need to have an internship. So what's the time on Avraham Avinu? If Avraham Avinu would have been inside playing golf, outside playing golf, inside, watching a baseball game, and he said to Yishmael, you do Achnos Zorachim. Go, you do. I hear. But Avram's running around. Bishlishi l'milosai. Avraham Avinu was running around doing Gemilas Chesed. He was the best symbol, role model what Chesed is. So what's the taina? Do you hear Rabbi Yisai? Rabbi Yankov obviously must have had a teretz to this kasha, but he smiled and he said, I hear. But to me, it's a pella. It was a pella. I never understood it. This year, so I'm walking around with this kasha, probably 47 years. Right? Probably in that area, if not 47, 46, or 48. Around that. It's a lot of years. Right? Before many of your parents were born. Right? I'm walking around with this kasha. This year, Parshas Vayera, I chapped what's behind Rabbi Yankov's vault. What's behind Rabbi Yankov's vault? A lot of times, you mechanach a kid, and you yourself, you live by it also. You live by it also, right? But there's one crack. And that crack, the kid sees the crack. Doesn't see everything else. So, Lamashal, you have the kid in shul. He has a talking problem. You go to the Rav. So, I have this a lot with people. First thing I tell them is, you have a problem that your kid talks in shul? I have a problem with you. I'm not giving you advice for your kid. I have a problem with you. You don't shut up in shul. Shut up and come back to me. Guy comes back to me a week later, I say, shut up for 6 months and then come back to me. Maybe after 6 months we could talk. A lot of times the guy shuts up for 6 months and the kid, it works out. Either they get seichel, they know how to talk to the kid too, but whatever, it works. But a lot of people, they're pretty good in shul. They're ganz fine. Elamai, some chastera, the davening, or it was yiskar and rus, and after 3.5 hours of being in shul, they get a little, and they start talking a little bit. Right? They're basically good. The kid hops that crack. The kid goes, listen, my father talks in shul.
Father goes, what do you mean? I wish my kid would only talk in shul as much as I do. You know how many people say that? I would love if my kid only spoke as much as me. I speak ashtikul bin gavre legavre. When there's long misha berachs. What do you want from me? I would make a yomtif that my kid should only speak between bin gavre legavre. My kid has a different bin gavre legavre. You know, I once had a guy in shul. He said, Rabbi, I only talk bin gavre legavre. I said, what are you talking about? I saw you talking the whole evening. He says, yeah, but it's just me and the guy next to me. It's bin gavre legavre. I don't talk to a lot of people. I only talk bin gavre legavre. Right? So a guy says, I wish my kid would be like me. Right? Very precious. Doesn't work like that. Because when you're trying to influence somebody else who's resisting, they don't look at what your 80% is. They look at your 20%. And they say, what do you mean? Who are you? I'm going to copy your 20%. You want me to copy you? I'm copying your 20%. Oh, you want to dictate to me what I should copy? Sorry, no deal. No deal. In Achnasa Zorachim, there's a glorious part of Achnasa Zorachim. And there's a not such a glorious part of Achnasa Zorachim. So, Lamashal, you have a guest, they come to the house. I'm going to tell you a story now about the Manal. It's going to embarrass him, but it's okay. Once in a while, I have to embarrass the Manal. You have a guest comes to the house. So, Sachna Zorachim, to greet them, to walk them to their room, that's a dignified Achna Zorachim. Bring down a fancy host package here. Then there's making the beds, cleaning the toilets, making sure things are set up in the room properly. That already you have the maid. The maid could do that. Somebody else do that, right? It's not. I don't get my hands dirty with that. I do the bakovah de gezach. That's what I do, right? When Avraham Avinu brought the malachim in, there was the pas lechem. There was a bakovah de gezach, mishkefelach, bokor delivering the meat. Okay, that's also it's. It is the water going to the well and schlepping the. That's not geschmack. That's much less dignified. As a child, Yishmael was able to walk away and go, the stuff that's not geschmack, that he gives to me to do. The schleppy, I'm the schleppy. The achnos azorchim schlepperei, that's my job. My father doesn't feel it's dignified to go and to be the schlepper of Achnas Zorachim. He does the things that are more. There was a crack. It was false. Rav Yashiv Zatzal always used to point out that it says in the pasuk Vayita Esho, the Torah makes such a big deal that Avraham Avinu planted a tree for Achnas Zorachim. Rav Yashiv actually says the exact opposite of what I'm telling you now, meaning. Avram really was not like that at all. He every aspect of Achnas Zorachim. Why do we make such a big deal that Avram planted a tree? That's such a big deal. Avram lived a life of chesed. Vayita Eshel, he planted a tree. Okay, it's nice. That was a tree he used for chesed. Listen to a powerful word from Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv said, there's somebody who's an oise chesed, and there's somebody who's an oihev chesed. There's a big difference between the two. What's the difference between oisa chesed and oyev chesed? Oisa chesed means you do chesed. You know it's the right thing to do, you do it. Right? Now, if you had the ability to have somebody else do it for you, noch besser. Right? If you had 20 people working for you, they'll do the chesed. Gewaldik, just get it. You want to get it done. You're an oisa chesed. If you're an oyev chesed, then you want to experience the chesed. You want to live it. You want to live it. You're an oyev chesed. Zok Rav Yashiv. Avraham Avinu was a gevir adir. He had 318 slaves walking around. Right? He had to put on overalls with a farmer hat and dig and make a tree. He needs a tree for guests. Bill, get onto the tractor. I want a tree there. Faltik, you want to do it? Flum kol hatzlocha landscape. Avraham Avinu, from the richest people in the generation, goes to start digging holes and put a tree in? The whole thing was a pellet. Like you saw Mr. Reichman doing landscaping in front of his house. It's a pellet. The pshat is Dr. Eliashiv. Avraham Avinu was a oyhev chesed. He wanted experience the chesed. And you know what? I'm going to plant the tree. I want to feel it. I want to feel the chesed. I want to make the experience more of an experience. So, but Yishmael had a hole. Yishmael had a hole. He managed to make a hole. I think that's Pshat and Rabbi Yankiv's vault. Yishmael managed to manipulate it. If Avraham Avinu would have given him a bakova dekizach, then he would okay, shine. But he gave him the Mayim piece, which you see in the Torah. That's like the more lowly job. The Shoyev Meimecha, so that was the, okay, so that stuff is. Rabbi Yisai, if you do something properly with your whole neshama, you impact other people. Once there's a crack, it doesn't work. In Mitzrayim, the Malbim says, V'yishalu ish meim v'yehu v'yishem meyishlus is going on us. The Malbim says, the Chiddush Yerim says the same idea. Why does it say in Mitzrayim that we should Yishalu Ishmeim Reyeu? Simply it means the Egyptians. An Egyptian is not Reyeu. Egyptian is not Reyeu. Why do we call the Egyptians Reyeu? Shor Reyeu v'lo Yishor Akum. Says the Malbim, we first lent each other things. When we lent each other things, then the Mitzrayim, Vayitein Hashem Cheno'on Be'inim Mitzrayim. We brought out the quality of giving, even the Mitzrayim got influenced. So talking about lowly chesed, the first time I met the Manal for a shtickle interview, wasn't a real interview because you weren't planning to move right away. It was more Hashem Ha'asad, if you remember. First time we met, it was a... So I asked the Manal, what do you do in Philly? New yeshiva. He said, I go from the classrooms to the bathrooms. I was not confused. It was the classrooms to the bathrooms. He said, yeah, well, whatever I have to do in the classes to help the rabbeim, to help this, I do. And if the toilet's stuffed, I take care of the toilets. I said, oh, ato ha'ish. Once he said that, I said, I'm going to get him somehow. Baruch Hashem. We got him. But that was to me, that was the nekudah. Vayita Eshel. Rabbi Yisai. When Klal Yisrael fooled Shechem, Hamor, we influenced them to be able to do the same thing back. It was Hashpah. Vayasu Gam Heim. That's the unbelievable takeaway of this parak. Vayasu gam heim ba'orma. We impacted them. If they would have seen honorable, honest, direct, straight people, it would have made an impact on them. At the very least, they would have felt, listen, with straight people, we have to be straight. We can't do this. But we opened up the option for them. We made the influence. That's the scary thing, what's behind this chazal. The strength of our actions. What our maisa could do. And there's so much more to talk about, but the clock has ticked already a long time ago past our hour. But I'm taking advantage of the last couple of days. Okay, atzlocha.